Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Bergstein, Marshall Harris, The Bergstein and Harris Show. Middays 10 till 2 on 670 The Score.
He reigns the love of the game out of everybody within a radius. He's a malaise magnet.
A fun Thursday. Thanks for being a part of it. Paul Charchian and Jarrett Payton were our guests. Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, Brandon Fryer, our producers, Connor O'Donnell, Evan Thomas helping out with the video feed.
I just want to remind people, if you missed any of the beautiful conversations that we had today, you can check out the Odyssey app, the rewind feature.
See this guy?
Because it's very easy to find things that you're looking for when it comes to this particular station, 670 The Score. Other things seem to be more difficult for some people to find.
Yeah, like certain baseball games. And we're joined here by Matt Spiegel and Lawrence Holmes.
Hello.
Some ancient atavistic part of me is amazed that it was L.A. and New York. L.A. and New York. New York and L.A. in the NLCS. And it was an absolute no-brainer for Fox to run the Masked Singer instead.
Well, that's because you're not guaranteed of getting New York.
I know. I told him that.
But he wants a flex.
I understand all of it. I understand all of it. It still blows my mind.
But Dan, I had the same feeling last night. I'm flipping around and I'm like, oh yeah, baseball, made it home just in time. Perfect.
See?
Made it home just in time. Like, oh, baseball's on. It's the NLCS. It's on Fox. No. Okay. Oh, TBS? Nope.
And how long did that inconvenience you?
Like 30 seconds.
Okay.
TNT.
Because I had the same thing on the bedroom TV last night, trying to find it.
You guys are hilarious.
ESPN?
See, I'm not alone.
No, but here...
We're just old. That's all it is. And but the problem with me switching channels, especially like that version of channels, if I run into Avengers Endgame...
Oh, it's over.
That might be the end.
Now, two things. One, it's kind of ironic that the Masked Singer last night was Shohei Ohtani. So that's something. But the other thing is that this connects to my CHSN thing about the hassle of the rabbit ears. We live in a world where we feel entitled and are entitled to hit a microphone button and say what we want to watch and then watch it. And I do this with music all the time. I'm sitting there with Ruben and he's looking at, like, boy, daddy, the sky looks orange. I'm like, Alexa, play Orange Sky by Alexi Murdoch, because I want instantly to have whatever it is I'm thinking about. And with CHSN, I don't have, like, I just want to hit the C button on my Comcast remote and then hit the button on the game and go to whatever channel they happen to be, have decided to put the damn game on.
Well, hold
That's
on.
The world I live in and I am entitled to it.
Okay, you are entitled to feel however you feel. Get these feelings out here.
It's not just feeling. This is like part and practice of how we watch sports now.
But I came up with a solution. It's not my responsibility, but the three of you are smart enough and wise enough to help me understand
this
math.
Thank you, Marshall.
Here's the math.
Glad you got this job.
Here's the math, Speaks.
What?
Here's the math. How long have they known they were going to launch their own network?
Well, CHSN?
Well, that
kind of
depends on who you talk to.
Okay, but let's be conservative. How long have they known? You don't have to just
let's say the minimum. A year. Let's say a year.
Okay, if you know you're launching.
What if I said 6 months, though?
Okay, so let's say 6 months, though.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's 6 months, priority number one, if you're going to launch this thing in 6 months, is
getting people to be able to see it.
And the number one way you can do that, above all else, there's an app for that.
Yeah, for sure.
If you just have an app, none of the stuff we're talking about is an issue for anybody.
DTC.
I agree.
So where's the app?
And
when is the app coming?
I don't know.
I think once they acquiesce to Comcast, because I can't see any other way out of this for them. Comcast plays chicken very well.
So that's what I'm saying. Just get your app out there. Let people pay for the app and they can watch whatever.
Marquee Hustle to do it. They did it in the middle of the season. And I know from people working over there, they had to drop everything else they were doing so they could get the app out the door.
And that's my point.
I agree.
Drop what you're doing because I'm
through.
The style that you're used to.
Do I need to get a little
funny?
By the way, you see the Portland Trailblazers yesterday gave away 5,000 digital antennas?
I feel like those are all things they people should be looking into, but maybe they're looking into other things. It's funny. I don't have enough institutional knowledge. I was reading Scott Powers' piece in The Athletic to compare what he was doing to what I had in my podcast to see if I had missed anything. And I like that we were pretty much on the same page with stuff. But I kept thinking to myself, if you're the Blackhawks, do you regret not divorcing from this? Now, I don't know if there would have been any places for them to go. I don't know if they could have just...
Yeah, what's the alternative?
Marquee
is an alternative.
Maybe.
Those conversations happen.
But considering some of the financial issues that the folks over at Marquee are dealing with, maybe that's not as easy as we think. And then you go, well, could they have brokered a deal? Could they have gone to 26 or 9 or... Probably not 9.
I don't even think it would be an option. Like, I don't even know, because the Reinsdorf and Wirtz families, not just
the Wirtz family.
I mean, seriously, but not just the United Center and the network and all of that, but this $7 billion project with the parking lots of everything they're doing and the beautification. I mean, these are deeply entrenched.
It's a franchise.
It's a marriage. It is a marriage. So I don't think splitting for an RSN would even be an option.
I don't know, though. I mean, compartmentalize. And you can say we can still be partners in the real estate that we share, but we're going to go and try and find something else so that we aren't tethered to this. Now, I don't know. But it was something when I was reading Powers' piece where I was like, man, I wonder in an honest moment, if you pulled Danny Wirtz aside, if you pull Jamie Faulkner aside and be like, hey, was there any other option that you thought about exploring but you didn't?
But long term, it's probably going to be fine, right?
Sure.
So that I ultimately, this little hiccup at the beginning, but in a year where you're going to be bad anyway.
But it's more than a hiccup, Dan. Like, we're talking about tens of millions of dollars they're going to lose.
But Lawrence, you yourself have made the good point that nobody needs to acquiesce to these three teams because they're not good, like in terms of the cable gangsters. I mean, you weaken it if you're just the Blackhawks.
Maybe.
You weaken it even more.
But maybe.
You need the other franchises. No,
it's the bundle of sticks. You're right.
Oh, because RSN, the RSN business is in peril in every sport.
Well, imagine being a
hockey team alone.
Why do you think the White Sox are for sale?
It's part of it.
But break it apart
for
a second.
But if they're actually for sale.
Break it apart for a second. It might be easier for you if you're the Blackhawks when you don't have to sell 82 Bulls games and 162 White Sox games for your deal, where you could just say, here's the a la carte Blackhawks deal of here's our 86 games with preseason games thrown in. That might be an easier sell for a television empire to go, yeah, you know what? As long as we don't have to take also White Sox and Bulls games.
We won't have to give you what you think the three of you are worth. We could maybe give you what you think the one of you are worth.
Yeah.
Probably below that.
I think these are all things that are in play. I just, the app thing befuddles me. I'll get to the bottom of it. I will get to the bottom.
You will?
That you're on it.
Yeah. I just thought about it today because last night I had to watch parts of a game and I can't do my multi-view because it's obviously not on YouTube TV, and the multi-view has become very, very comfortable for me to be able to watch more than one sporting event at a time and then have the separate screen on the computer so everything gets relegated
to
the
future
laptop.
We were promised.
Yeah.
Right there.
And so for me, it's like I'm going to get the TiVo, so now I'm going to be able to watch games when I'm not home, when I get home, the Bulls, the Blackhawks, the White Sox potentially. That's going to be my reality, is the antenna with the TiVo hooked up to it. That's what I'm going to do because I work in a line of work where I need to be able to watch the games whenever I can watch the games.
You're in the knowledge acquisition business. By the way, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, and Odyssey Station. Isn't that nice?
I think it's the first time I've been in the studio when I've heard you go through this.
I mean, they should give out Marconis for doing legal IDs because I'd have a shot.
I'm mad that we didn't win the Marconi. Like, I know I'm not supposed to worry about awards. I'm mad that the station didn't win the Marconi.
Oh, we didn't? I didn't even know.
Yeah, we were up. We were finalists.
I know we were a finalist. I didn't know that
Denver,
the ceremony.
Denver
was.
Won.
Denver?
Denver.
We lost to Denver? Okay. Yeah.
Well, you know.
What do they know in Denver from sports radio? I'd like to hear their legal IDs. You know what I mean? There's no way that's good.
You just don't want to face their basketball team?
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bernsie, you texted me last night. You told me that I killed a member of One Direction.
I think you did.
I didn't do it on purpose.
Because
I brought them up in transition yesterday.
So.
That's how it works.
I don't know. At this time,
is that when the news came out after transition?
At this time yesterday, something headed in One Direction, and you broke and members of One Direction.
Of course.
And now they're down a member of One Direction.
Oh, it's too bad. Well,
I think did he fall off a balcony?
I don't know.
Yeah, that makes
seems
me sad.
Bad. Yeah,
because there was a post. He had posted something like an hour before.
Oh,
and there didn't seem to be anything.
He didn't
wrong.
Say I'm about to fall off a balcony.
No, seemed completely lucid and was having fun. And then you have that, and it's just awful.
Tragedy.
Somebody played him transitioned. That's terrible.
Stop. You got to listen to this.
Yeah. So this happened the other night at my house. My wife was there having a glass of wine with her friend. And they were talking about in her mind, she started thinking about movie theaters, right?
Okay.
In town. And she was just thinking about it. It hadn't come up as a topic yet. So she,
how about you just tell me the movie theater that you want to see?
So she blurted this out to her friend. Have you been to the Alamo? And her friend said, yes. And my wife said, they have the best popcorn. And her friend said, what? Because
wait, what did she mean?
How did we get here?
She met the Alamo Draft House in Wrigleyville.
Oh,
but
yo, that I was not.
But
ready
I
for
laughed
that.
So hard because it was like, have you been in the Alamo? Oh yeah, I have. They have the best popcorn, huh? And all I'm thinking is, have you been to the Grand Canyon?
I was gonna say, have you had the taffy apples at Hoover Dam?
Exactly.
Oh my
Niagara Falls is incredible. Hot dogs.
Niagara Falls.
But she was talking about Alamo Draft House in Wrigleyville. Have you been to the Alamo Draft House in Wrigleyville yet?
I have. It's really great,
dude. It's unbelievable.
I probably haven't. Just don't remember.
I love. No, you'd remember.
It's called the Alamo because the owners are from Texas, though.
Okay.
Right? I think so.
But it's a great movie theater with a bar and obviously waiter-waitress service, but like...
Right there on Clark, right?
Oh, yeah. Incredible popcorn, like an endless bowl of popcorn. You get your own popcorn in a metal bowl.
Wait, time out. Ooh. Endless?
Yes.
Yeah.
They give you refills?
Yes. They give you incredible popcorn that's well buttered in your own like metal bowl, and they'll refill it for you if you just hit a button.
They just come and grab it and give you more popcorn.
And they have cool little movie clubs and stuff. It's the best movie experience I've had in a long time.
Like Coca-Cola Freestyle stuff.
Whatever you want.
You're taking me down a path now, and I'm like getting excited.
You should. I know you love a good movie theater. I know our movie
theater.
They
shut down our movie theater.
It's gone.
I still have not, recovered.
The Icon. There were good reasons for that.
There were?
Yeah.
Like things were happening that usually happen on the I-88 corridor out there by the top golf.
There's some sad reasons why that place needed to shut it down.
Oh, it's too bad.
Yeah, it's really too bad.
That's unfortunate.
I enjoyed every time I went there. I was like, this is great. I can walk home in 3 minutes.
Yeah, you're not going to have that with the Alamo, but go. It's a phenomenal experience.
My favorites, I think the Logan Theater
theater
is probably my number one, and the Davis is probably my number two.
I haven't been to the Davis.
I thought you were invoking the movie
Oh, it's redone,
Logan,
and now
is
they,
it?
oh yeah, there's a whole little bar and restaurant thing going on.
Well, Music Box has that too now. Music Box has its own little bar restaurant next door.
Everything is about full service. The more full service you get, the more can make it an actual experience. Because these entertainment dollars are hard to come by for people.
I'm so sad because the Chatham Theater closed too, and like that was my go-to right there on 87th, and it's gone. And I'm like, man, like I'm pretty much chased to the burbs, you know, to go see movies if I want. And that makes me a little sad.
The best is inside Block 37. Off work, walk upstairs.
That's yours, I know.
That's the go-to. Deanna and I did a show. What did I go see? Was it Doctor Strange, maybe? Like, Deanna and I did a show, and I was like, I got to go. Because it was like a 2:30 show.
It was like, y'all can finish up Transition without me. I'm not going to be late for the credits.
And I, like, got there right as the movie began. I was like, perfect. Yeah!
And that's some of my favorite, like a middle of the day or a late morning kind of matinee.
The morning, nothing beats the morning. Like the morning, going to the movies, and we used to go to breakfast and then go to the movies.
Oh, the best. I saw The Matrix in a pretty much empty theater. I think I saw that at the Webster Place Theater. It was like a 10:30 a.m.
on
a Saturday, and I had a big cup of coffee, and I didn't know what to expect. And all of a sudden, I said, I think that's one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Lawrence, you could do this in your afternoon life. You know, you could do this.
Lawrence, seriously, my one boy and I used to go to the movies. There was a soul food restaurant downstairs, and we would go and get like, sometimes if it was a weekend, they have brunch. You go to the movie like the 9 a.m. because, you know, that's what time movies used to be pre-pandemic. And we'd go downstairs and have brunch after the movie. We're like, don't get the big popcorn. You'll ruin your appetite. And it was on.
See, Lawrence is having the inverse now of the experience that I used to have when we would do middays. And I was doing middays and people were doing afternoons. You get out of the midday, you go and you run three errands. Maybe you go work out, you take a nap, you wake up, and the afternoon guys who did transition
still
on the air.
Yeah, you guys,
it's a crazy thing.
Well, remember, Terry and I did 5 hours.
You did 5 hours. Especially during those times.
I'd be
like, I just lived my whole entire life and you guys are still on the air. And now it's the inverse. Lawrence, like there'll be times.
I don't know what to do with myself in the mornings now.
What do you mean? What is your typical morning like?
So I still get up at the same time pretty much. Like I moved my clock back from 5:45 to 6.
You show prepped last night. You'll show prep in the morning. It's 10:15 and your whole life is still ahead of you.
I get up. The gym opens at 7, so I'm in the gym at 7. I'm done by 8:30.
I don't know what to do.
I come home. I prep.
Well, for sure.
And like doctor's appointments and stuff, like it's going to be great. But like today, it was like 10:45 and I was like, oh, I'm all done. There's an episode of Martin on. I can watch that.
Take up fishing.
I went upstairs and got a little sun, like 5 minutes of direct sunlight, and that was great. And then I was like,
5 minutes of direct sunlight.
Still got 2 hours.
Anything more?
Were you a geranium?
No, but anything more than that is probably dangerous.
I understand.
Even for those of us who are
spangled at a geranium on this
car. People don't know, Lawrence. People don't know.
And then I was like, oh, I'm done. Okay, so now what?
But you should be like having lunch with a friend or something, like a nice 11 a.m. Well, lunch.
I did go get my tea, and today they did get closer to spelling my name right.
I've been going there for
10 years.
What do we have today?
The L-A-W. We got L-A-W.
Lawrence, that's understandable.
I'm not mad at that at all.
What's been the worst version of that?
Yesterday was L-A-W-A-R-A-N-C-E.
They just can't type.
See, we wanted him to go there today to tell them, hi, my name is LaWarrence, and see if they got it right.
Spelled Lawrence correctly.
Or it could be like the company that manufactures sonar, LowRance, which is LoWRance.
I mean, if there are times when I'm just like, I'll just, because it made me think about my name and whether my name is now phased out. Like my parents have names that aren't really there anymore.
Okay.
So maybe I have an old name.
I got one.
Everything
of those.
That's old becomes new again.
I got one of those. You know my middle name? It's Herman.
Oh yeah.
There's no Hermans out there anymore.
Herm Edwards.
Okay.
I know a Herman.
You know a Herman?
Herman Munster?
I know a Herman.
How old is he and how Jewish is he?
He's not Jewish. He's our age.
Really? I don't know any Hermans.
A Wells Park baseball parent is a Herman.
Okay. All right. Well, good for him.
I like Herman Munster, mm-hmm. Herm Edwards. Like,
yeah, that's my there. My Nana used to dream of, like, she dreamt, like, if I ever got famous, I would go by M. Herman Spiegel. And I said, Nana, it's not going to happen. She said, you know, like F. Murray Abraham.
She wanted you to be a classic man.
She wanted me to keep her dead husband's name alive.
In SAG-AFTRA, I'm all three of my names.
That's why the actors who go like J.K. Simmons is, you know, everybody calls
you. Got to come up with something. Did you get your name?
What's that?
Did you get your name in SAG-AFTRA?
Yes, but it's different because I don't go by my actual name. I go by my first name.
In SAG?
In life.
Outside of
my work. Like, when I go work out, they call me by my first name.
What's your first name?
I know. I'm not telling.
I just told you my middle name is Herman.
But this is my
whole
thing.
Where is the trust?
This is my whole thing.
Same thing with Goff. Goff goes by his middle name.
You have a text.
Yeah, I go by my middle name. My both my father and his father have the same first name as me, and I just...
And you don't like it?
Well, no, my mother said it was an appropriate name for a child, so it's a family name.
I got you. But this is sad.
First day of class is the only time I ever got called by that name.
This is sad that you're not sharing it, but I understand.
I know it.
I'll share it in private, but I'll share it over the airwaves.
I'm looking forward
to... You do what you want. Now I'm going to be called Herman for the rest of my radio life.
That was
by some
choice.
Jamokes
you made
out there.
That choice.
Herman Edwards is going to be joining us.
is that true?
Next Wednesday at noon.
Uncle Herm.
Yeah.
I want me to record something from one Herm to another.
Next Wednesday at noon.
Oh, and by the way, while we were talking, I got a text message and some good news.
What's that?
The CHSN DTC is being worked on as we speak.
Final stages?
No, but at least the demo has been put in front of people. So that's good news.
So like they're
score
hustling to get
put
that
in front
out.
Of people or no?
I don't know if they did. They should have done a focus group on the score bug.
They didn't even have a focus group. Anybody who worked there could have just been like, that's not going to work.
I don't like the score bug at all.
No one did.
Well, I like the new one better than the old one. The first one was like...
The first one was like an extra banner hanging from the rafters.
I can't see the game.
I don't even like the concept of, well, we're just going to have the Chicago team on top because Chicago comes first.
Oh, it's not home. I didn't
even
notice that.
Yeah, stop pandering.
That's what they said. Like,
I didn't even notice that.
I don't like that at all. Like, there's things
There's a
where,
way that we do things.
Yes.
That's how society works.
For a reason. It's
there are
done
rules.
That way.
Oh, man. We got texters now guessing what Marshall's actual first name
Let
is.
Let that go. Let that go.
Adolf.
There are no more of those.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, you don't want
to. Ain't that.
Okay.
I did not coach at the University of Kentucky.
Is Young Dolph an Adolf?
That's
I've never
question.
Even looked.
That's
Let me look
question.
Right now. Let me see if that. But yeah, that's a name that probably
what is Dolph? What is Dolph Lundgren?
Yeah. Is that short?
That's a
PH. Yeah, but he's like 70, so that makes sense.
Dolph Shays was an Adolf.
Dolph
right?
Shays was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Young Dolph is an Adolf.
There you go.
Adolf Robert Thornton Jr.
They were trying to help him get jobs when he got older.
I don't know if that helps you. And it's definitely a shock. We're going to meet with Adolf today.
When I picture.
Hi, how's it going?
M. Herman Spiegel.
Yeah.
I like that.
M. Herman. So did my Nana.
Not
you
for
and my
this,
Nana
though.
Were both big fans.
Not for this.
Do you like butterscotch candy?
I think he's a Russian history professor.
M. Herman Spiegel?
Yes. Is there a rapper on that butterscotch
probably
candy?
Probably a well-respected Russian history professor.
Are we naked with the butterscotch?
You don't want it just out of someone's pocket.
Yeah. All right, so if the category is ways that Marshall's like my Nana, do you plan to mourn your dead husband for 30 years and never acquire another friend or hobby?
That seems a little personal.
But you're getting past the obvious that Nana is also a young black man.
On the radio? I think you have jumped several sharks.
All of a sudden, Spiegel's upbringing was the first 10 minutes of Up.
Yeah. Oh, don't even. Oh, no,
it was my dad's upbringing. Well, seriously, like that's what like when my mom died, my dad said to us, "Hey, you remember your Nana, right? Yeah, that ain't gonna be me." And my dad, a year later,
was out in these streets,
met a woman, and now he's been married a second time for like 24 years, had an entire other chapter.
I love that
Props
he let
to
you
my
know.
Dad.
I love that he let you know what it was not going to be.
He said, that is not going to be me. And we're like, good for you, Dad. He's out there living a life.
See, but if he had the proper comic timing, he would have this sort of, you know, this solemn scene, because that's not going to be me. Meet Tiffany.
So I got to jump on it, and this is my new bride.
Just that I've after a great deal of thought and conversations with our rabbi, I have determined it's not going to be me. This is Tammy.
Oh, you got to strike while the iron is hot. Look, ain't nothing anybody regrets more than a missed opportunity when it was right there in front of you.
It's true.
I was sitting outside in the West Loop probably about a month and a half ago with my friend, and he's looking at this girl, and he's like, yo, is she cute? I was like, yeah. He's like, I'm going to go talk to her. He's like, all right, go. He's like, all right, I'll give it a minute. And he's just kind of pensively looking at her. I was like, bro, handle this.
Get on it.
You got to move.
Let's go. I literally look right, look left. She's gotten up and is walking by us, never to be seen again.
That could have been the rest of your life right
there. Could have been.
All right. So
butterfly effect.
Wasn't there a whole thing, misconnections or...
Sliding Doors.
No, not that the movie. But I think there was like a whole thing
In the newspaper.
Right.
Missed connections.
Missed connections.
Yes, where I saw you the other day. You had the pink sweater on line.
You could try to find those people.
All right. So, Marshall, how about this? Imagine you're a doorman, okay, at a South Loop condo building.
Oh, I like this.
And you see a woman come to visit somebody at least two times, maybe three times. The third time she comes to visit somebody.
Okay.
And it's clearly a man she's coming to visit. As she's leaving, you slip her a note that says, hey, you seem attractive. If this doesn't work out, here's my number. What do you think of that move by the doorman?
That's a way to get murdered.
I can't do that because I'm gonna lose my job.
I had to be nice to that doorman for the next 3 years.
Wait. That happened to your girl?
What?
This is a very different story that I was going to tell in response about my doorman because he was a real one.
I ended up marrying that woman and had to be nice to that doorman for 3 years.
I don't know if I'm going to be nice
to
that doorman.
So she told that story.
She told me. She showed me the note.
Why is he still working there?
He's not anymore.
You didn't handle business.
He was a really good man. He was a really kind, good
guess
doorman.
There's other people that could be really good
men. Is that the same building where you unleashed the snake?
Yeah, it's the same building.
So to speak? Okay, yeah. So maybe the snake is...
So to speak.
Maybe the snake is going to enact revenge. Yeah. You're going to play the long game.
I told Jason Goff that story, and he said, well, you got to shoot your shot.
You should have taken that note.
I don't know. If you're saying guys got to shoot their shot, that's not a shot you got to shoot, right?
I'm saying if I'm secure enough that I can afford to lose this job, yes, I would shoot my shot.
Oh, I see.
But I don't think he was in that position unless he thought... What's Speed's gonna do? Get me fired?
You should have gone back to him with that note and gone, I married her. How do you like them apples?
How do you like them apples? So a converse.
That's good.
A converse door person story. When I was in Philadelphia, I'd been dating a girl for about, I think, 6-7 months. Uh-huh. And I broke it off with her. She was like, nah. I was walking on eggshells. I need to be free to do my thing. And then she comes back when I'm not there. She knew I was at work. And she comes up to my door, man. She's like, yeah, I brought these red velvet cupcakes for Marshall, but can you just tell me something? Can you be honest with me? Does he bring a lot of girls here?
Oh, wow.
And my doorman was like, what are you talking about? You're the only girl that's been here in like the last...
My man.
Well done.
$200 for Christmas.
That's exactly. An alliance.
Listen. That's how the doorman is supposed
to
be.
That's how it's supposed to be. He's supposed to have your back. 100%. Not supposed to try to steal your girl.
Yeah, like, he was literally Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Uh-huh.
And the fact that he... I'm trying to tell you, the lesson here is that he didn't think anything of you at all.
Oh, I know. So I could take that and that feeling of disrespect and I can hold that against him and get his ass fired.
But you didn't.
He was a very lovely...
You didn't even address him, though?
Nah. But he did save it for content. And I mean, we appreciate that.
I did air it out.
We here transition appreciate that.
And that man's phone number was... No.
Don't dox the man. We're not doxing on the score.
No,
right?
We're not. There's no doxing on the score. It's
Don't
not how
do
we
that.
Roll.
We are planning to spend some time talking about the situation with the White Sox. We're going to do that. We're going to talk about relocation versus expansion at some point. We are also going to talk with Dave Wannstedt at 5 o'clock. I can't wait for that. It will be a good time. We have a full show full of crazy ideas that the four of us came up with today.
No.
It is going to be top-notch, and it will start right after Tanny's Open next on the score.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.